Bokel Tov, Shavua Tov, Besorot Tovot. We are looking at the parasha of Yitro this week. There is a Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, which we all know very, very well. Even if you think you don't know it, you do know it very well. And the Gemara says that before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to different nations of the world, and each nation of the world asked what the contents were, and for one reason or another, each nation of the world respectively preferred not, and did not accept the Torah. And Am Yisrael accepted the Torah without asking for anything. And we know that. We've heard this midrash on many occasions. It's very challenging. Like, what is the source of this midrash? Like, where does that come from? Where is there allusion in any way to this in the Torah? There seems to be no place in the Torah where God offered the Torah to other people, and no place in the Torah where they rejected the offer. I have a suggestion, and I'm not sure whether my suggestion is plausible or correct, but I've convinced myself that it is correct. The suggestion is as follows. God speaks to us all of the time. There is that beautiful Netivot Shalom at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, that God is calling to us, and it's for us to listen. Zakotska says, where is God? God is wherever you look for him, wherever you want him to be. There were a lot of events that took place in the first parashas of Sefer Shemot, and they were big events in the area, and they were even bigger events because they involved the most important and powerful empire in the world at the time. And in Parashat Shemot, Va'era Bo B'Shalach, massive events happened. The economy of Egypt was destroyed, the army of Egypt was destroyed, and close to 3 million Jews left Egypt and walked out of Egypt. This was a big event and a massive event. And we read in Shirat Hayam, Shamu Amim Yir Gazun Chil Achaz Yoshvei Pelashet Az Nivalu Alufei Edom Elei Moav Yochazei Murad. We have a whole list of the reactions of people to Kriyat Yamsuf. Kriyat Yamsuf, if for some reason or another people were not convinced by the 10 plagues, then Kriyat Yamsuf left its mark on everyone around. That's Shirat Hayam says, Beferush, black on white. But no one did anything. No one reacted. Shamu amim yir gazun chil ochaz yoshei pelashet az nivalu alufei edom elei moav yochazei murad. But they didn't do anything. There's no reaction. They saw something. They saw the most incredible things. But there was no reaction. The only one who did react, actually, is Yitro. Vayishma Yitro. Yitro heard. Yitro heard, and Rashi lists different things that Yitro heard that made an impression on him, enough of an impression that he left his home and he uprooted everything that he had and he went to join Am Yisrael at Har Sinai before or after Matan Torah. You have a look at Rashi there, the Ramban. Nonetheless, Vayishma Yitro, Yitro heard. And I wanted to suggest that this is the source of the Midrash in Avodah Zarah, that God did offer the Torah to the world. God offered himself to the world. He said he did 10 plagues in Egypt, and I've spoken about this on a few occasions over the last few weeks. The point of the 10 plagues was to answer Pharaoh's question, Mi Hashem? You want to know who is God? Here I am. Dam Svadei Akinim, Arov Deva Vechule. You want to know who I am? This is who I am. I'm God of the land, God of the middle, God of the skies, God of the Nefashot, and he split the sea. God split the sea. So you ask me, Hashem, I've told you who I am. And one would expect that when such events happen, that there would be a reaction of the people. And here, of course, we come very condescendingly. How could it be that people don't react and people don't see and people don't hear? And how could it be that Pharaoh hardened his heart? But as we've discussed so many times, history just repeats itself time and time again. And our role in this world, and I am perfectly aware of the difficulties herein, because we don't have Nevi'im who can interpret how God is speaking to us. We know that God is speaking to us. We can see the events going on in the world. We can see the lack of logic and justice of matters in the world. Things are happening. Big things are happening. Where it will end, we know. We've read the Navi. We know what will happen at the end. Where we are on our way to the end, we don't know. But God is certainly speaking to us. And I, on the one hand, I don't believe anyone, not rabbis, and no one has the right to stand up and say, this happens because of this, and this happens because of this. But as thinking and believing human beings, we have to hear. We have to hear and be aware, and everyone has their own personal tovana of what they're taking from something and what they're learning from something. Vayishma Yitro, the first thing we learn in the parasha is Yitro heard. Yitro heard, and he heard properly enough to actually trigger an action. He didn't hear and turn over to the other side and fall asleep again. He actually got up and did something. And Am Yisrael came to Har Sinai. The nations of the world rejected. The Midrash, in its colorful way, says each one had its reason for rejecting. And that can also be expanded, that theme. But the fact is that the world at the time saw what happened and ignored it. And there were no tovanot, and there were no conclusions. They just carried on with their world, and that is something we can never do. I felt that I had tovanot, I had conclusions that I personally made from Corona, and then 2-3 months after, everything goes back to normal. You forget all the conclusions you make, the understanding we had in Israel about the need for unity in this country after this war broke out. And I hope people aren't forgetting that. I hope people are remembering the lessons. Again, not necessarily why it happened. And it doesn't matter. We know what a terrible state things were in this country in the run-up to this war. And we have seen beautiful coming together. Will we be able to keep that? Will we hear? Will we hear? And hear to the degree that it affects our lives? That is totally dependent on us. Ein hadavar talui elabanu. It depends on us and our ability to hear. Follow the example of Yitro, Vayishma Yitro, to hear something, to take note of it, and to do something about it. It's to do something about it. We have to take note of something and to do something about it. Be'ezrat Hashem, last week I was recording for you from Canada, and this week, Be'ezrat Hashem, I will record to you from Poland, but Poland is much easier to record from because it's the same time zone. So we should have a Shavua Tov and Besorot Tovot. Take care.